Oh, that,
said McAdam. He scooped up a huge sheet of paper, which unfolded yards long.
This is the Intergalactic Mining Money Transfer Summary from your bank. It says that on day 92 of last year, there were certain intergalactic funds in process of transfer. They were given over to the bank for further relay, but the bank, of course, was thereafter unable to relay them. Payments for metals, salaries, they're all listed here. They are still in your bank. It's all intergalactic money. When we were in Snotch, we started an account for the Earth Planetary Bank. Let's see, the total of received and unrelayed funds from 200,000 planets for their past month was 209,438,971,438,643 credits. That's our money. Just subtract the mortgage from it, and it still leaves us about 168 trillion.
McAdam rummaged around in his pile of papers.
Here's our letter of authorization, and here is the receipt for you to sign, Drees.
The small gray man was sitting there, speechless. He was trying to realize he was solvent. He had not thought to recover more than 10 trillion in a forced sale. He sat up and grabbed a pen to sign the receipt. Lord Voraz stopped his hand.
That's all very well,
he said in a worried voice.
But there are two other matters.
He turned to Johnny.
Can you forgive us for trying to treat you as a hired hand, Sir Lord Johnny? It is quite true that we cannot operate at all without transshipment rigs and consoles. We are cut off. We used to ship all bank business on the cyclo rigs, using our own bank boxes. They charged us heavily, but to deliver a dispatch by spaceship can cost 50,000 credits and takes ages. Are you going to help us in this?
That's all Johnny's. We at the bank don't own any part of it. Johnny, we can make you a loan at low interest and help you set up a manufacturing plant, a separate company that you own. How about it?